Luke chapter 15. Then drew near to him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost until he find it? When he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Either what woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lost 1 piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house, and seek diligently till she find it? And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. This chapter contains a series of 3 parables having to do with repentance. Repentance is a very important part of the Christian idea. The kingdom of God was first preached in the terms of repentance. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. To repent, the Greek word translated repent is metanoia. It means literally to think after, or afterthought. And in thinking afterwards, to have a change of mind, meaning your thought after is not the same as your thought before. And in Christian doctrine, repentance is always intended to be followed by changes in behavior. And we'll see then in the 3rd parable that without the behavior changes, the repentance becomes meaningless. So tax collectors and sinners, nothing could be more universally understood to be a sinner than a tax collector. In the modern terms, it'd be like the bankers, the investment bankers all drew near. Because there are some great sinners right there. But they all wanted to hear him. Because they knew they were wicked. They knew they were evil. And they wanted to hear what it would take to enter in the kingdom of God. And the Pharisees and scribes, now these are the people who follow the law meticulously. They see themselves as the righteous. They are righteous. And early in the gospel and in other places in other gospels, Jesus says, they that are whole need not a physician. And the Pharisees did not tend to see themselves as people who needed to heed the call to repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Because they said, repent from what? We're righteous. We follow the law meticulously. We don't need repentance. They may clean the outside of the cup. They see themselves as the upright ones. They see themselves as the guardian of the heritage of Moses and of the law and of the righteousness which is contained in it. And they thought of themselves as being upright people, good, just persons, just according to the law. But as Jesus said, inwardly they were full of ravening and wickedness, because their kind of righteousness they believed in did not pertain to the heart. If you would only obey the law according to the letter of the law, and when you go by a letter of the law, there's always loopholes. Well, if you do this, then it doesn't apply. Well, if the circumstances are like this, well, then you don't have to do that. Whenever you have a very letter of the law, legalistic kind of religion or even government, all kinds of loopholes exist. But when you're following something by the spirit of it, and you've yielded yourself to the spirit that does good, to the spirit that thinks good, and does right, and good, and justice, and judgment, when those things are in you and abounding, no law is even necessary, because you're going by the spirit of what is right, as opposed to a narrow interpretation of, well, under most circumstances, yes, it would be wrong to do this. But unfortunately, you don't realize that I have this exception, and therefore I can do this. And then they pervert judgment. They pervert the law. But in their own eyes, they were righteous. In their own eyes, they were good. The whole have need of no physician. They saw themselves as needing nothing. They didn't need repentance. They didn't need Christ. No, they didn't think their sin was a problem. They wouldn't look at themselves and see problems. They would look outside themselves. That man's a sinner. These people are sinners. These people, you know, these foreigners have no right to rule in this land. You know, they could look at all those things and see those things as sinful. But they would look at themselves and see themselves as righteous. And so, what man of you having 100 sheep, if you lose one of them, does not leave the other 99 and go look for it? Until he finds it. So you could have 100 sheep and you don't go, oh, well, one's lost. But that sheep belongs to that man. So what does he do? He goes and finds it. And what he's saying is when something seems to be lost, it's much more important than all the other stuff you have. And you'll even put that stuff at risk while you go look for that other one thing that's lost. And there's great rejoicing in finding that which is lost. When something is lost, it's great rejoicing. And then he was saying as a lost thing, such as a sheep or as some money that was lost, as those things cause joy when they're found, so also there is joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons, which need no repentance. And I think this itself is also an important point because there really is no one in this world who doesn't need repentance. Jesus Christ came preaching. You know, he couldn't be speaking of the scribes and Pharisees. Not truthfully, maybe sarcastically. Some people bristle when I suggest that Jesus may have used sarcasm at a few points. Or would say things in a facetious way like, you know, go and make yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness. Go right ahead. You know, like that. Just like this. Which need no repentance. You know, they don't need repentance. Come on. They need repentance. See, the scribes and Pharisees certainly needed repentance. Jesus says, if you don't believe that I'm he, you're going to die in your sins. The scribes and Pharisees, he said, the sinners and whores go into the kingdom before you. Because they did not repent at the preaching of John, at the preaching of Christ. They did not humble themselves before God and turn to God with their whole heart and see the sinfulness. But they were sticking fast to their tradition. They were sticking fast to their interpretation, which made them righteous according to their what they had determined was righteousness in a legalistic way of interpreting the law. You know, they'd come up with their interpretations, they'd follow those